The word grace here means appreciated act beyond measure. I mean, that's what the Greek word is that was translated grace. The word peace here, it means the emotional, simplified part of being appreciative. And you're establishing that. Now, this is beautiful because it says grace and peace, what? So whatever grace you know of God right now, you should not be satisfied. Because God wants that grace to do have knowledge of, the knowledge of that grace to increase. Because as you increase in that grace, you learn more about your Father. Amen? So as you learn more about Him, you appreciate Him. And the word peace is like, I know the love that Elizabeth has to me. Amen? She loves me. I know that. And I enjoy it because I'm smart. I'm kidding. See, we know how much love God has for us. And we should be established in our lives. And we did not earn that love. It was given to us by grace. So that love has given to us grace or gifts unmeasurable, right? And peace, we know and understand that they are established because the love of God and the grace of God are established to us. Amen? So we can trust His love and mercy for us. Amen? Now, because they're multiplied, God is expecting me to grow in that knowledge of His grace and knowledge of me trusting Him more and more each day. As we grow in the glory of God and we move from glory to glory to glory, that trust should grow. Amen? And we call that faith. Faith is speaking your trust in God. Amen? Okay, now, how does God, or how did God put this together so we can multiply grace and we can multiply the peace? Right? See, grace and peace be multiplied to you, so it's multiplied to you personally. It's not to us. God multiplies the grace to you personally. So He wants to personally want you to understand what He has given to you and want you to be established in that. Okay? Now, but not only established, you should desire to grow in those knowledge of grace and peace of God. Knowledge of God. Knowledge of His love given to you all those gifts. Amen? Now, How does the knowledge come? It comes through the knowledge of Jesus, the Word of God, right? And our Lord. People who are independent and refuse to be changed and got to be the center of attention and got to be in control, they don't know peace. Because this world will not let you have peace on your ability. You have to get God's grace in you working, and then you can have peace. Because it's not man's peace. It's not the world's peace. It's the peace of God. Amen. That's why God sitting on the throne, He don't get all excited about what the world's doing. He just sends His angels out. He sends His kids out to fix it. Amen. Let's go for it. How can He do that? His divine power has what? His divine power did what? To who?
Us.
So God's power gave you everything pertaining to life everything pertaining to godliness. Now, if His power gave it, who can take it away from me? If God gave you a gift, who can take it away from you?
Nobody.
Nobody has enough power to remove it. One of these days I'm going to step over and yell. That's my silent yell. Because I believe His power has given all things pertaining to my life and godliness. If I need food, He gave it to me. If I need healing, He gave it to me. If I need a miracle, He gave it to me. If I need protection, He gave it to me. If I need wisdom, He gave it to me. If I need to understand the spiritual thing, He gave it to me. He gave me love. He gave me hope. He gave me faith and wisdom and understanding. Wow! He gave His only begotten Son. He gave love. The one thing I know, He loves me.
Amen.
Because I'm good looking? Nah, not quite. Because I can do so much? Not quite. He loves me just because He's God. He's just love. Amen?
Amen.
He loves me because I do everything right.
No.
No. He loves you because He wants to. He desires to love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you don't understand how much I messed up. It's not whether mankind understands how many things you did wrong. You need to understand how much he did right.
Amen.
To save you.
Yes.
Right? Mm. This is where people get messed up. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through what? What does the devil keep you from doing? Gaining knowledge about Jesus and God the Father. I'm too busy in life. I ain't got enough time. I know I'm supposed to study the Word. You've been stolen from. The thief put situations in life in front of you and you bit that poison. You ate of the tree. He stole the grace and the peace that the divine power put in those promises. He stole it from you. And I said in the morning service that the man that we pastored in years ago, and he said, "Pastor, I can't read." So we got, at that time it was a cassette tape, we got the Bible on cassette tapes. He didn't have to read. See, the devil lied to him and said, you have to stay like you are because you can't read. No, God got the Word on tapes, on CDs, on MP3s, and He got the Word of God on the internet.
Amen.
You can get the Word if you're hungry and you desire to study the Word. Amen. My phone is loaded with all kinds of Bibles. And if I don't have the Bible I want, I just connect to the internet and get it on the internet. You're Americans. You find what you want. Isn't that right? If you don't find it, make it and you get rich. Okay, so we see that our knowledge bases how much grace we know to live in. We're given all the grace. I don't know. He's given to us all things. So the amount of grace that God has given to you, we don't fathom it now. But we don't stop because you don't know it all. Start on the path of knowing all.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yes.
If you stay stupid all the time, you're going to be stupid. Right? Take this first step. I'm not trying to put you down. I'm trying to make a point. The point is, you have to take a step in glory. And when God establishes you in that step, take another step. And that grace gets richer and richer and deeper and more beautiful and more beautiful. And then you also say, wow, Father, you are great. Oh, you're magnificent. And you are wonderful. Oh, Almighty God. Amen? Amen. Yeah, I took you from song. That's all right, huh? Through the knowledge of our doctrines, right?
No.
Through the knowledge of the greatest preacher that ever lived. Through the knowledge of Him. Through the knowledge of Father, Heavenly Father, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and King, and knowledge of the Holy Spirit. And he got a basic instructions before leaving earth.
Yes.
Bible. He gave you his word to get you started. Amen? And build you up so you can understand grace. So tomorrow, if I sin, I know what I've got to do. Father, I come to you. I confess my sin. You're just and faithful to forgive me by the holy blood of Jesus and cleanse me from this unrighteousness of desire. Right?
Amen.
How do I know that? It's in the Bible. Right? So the Bible, basic instructions, what informed me of what I should do when I blew it. And the next thing I need to know is he blotted out that sin. It's nowhere in heaven recorded. So what I got to do is allow the blood to wash my conscience, cleanse, so I don't beat myself up. See, when I beat myself up, the devil is glorifying himself. Ah, my sin is stronger than the blood. It's not either. Sin is not stronger than the blood.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. It's not. The blood cleansed me. I should rejoice that he loved me so much. He shed his blood for me. I should be shouting, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven.
Yeah.
Not, oh me. See, that's pride.
Yeah,
we know we make it. One time I was pouting, groaning. I thought I arrived. I was a powerful Christian. And I did some dumb, stupid thing. And I went days pouting. And I shared with God, John, when you sin and you confess it, it's not when I found out about it. He said, do you believe that sin was put on Jesus? I said, so I know about it. 2,000 years ago, back on the cross. He paid for my sin way back here. How? He knew I was going to do it. Yet, he received me into his family knowing all the dumb, stupid things I would do in my life.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
He took this mess and knew everything I would do wrong in my life, but he still loved me so much, he brought me into his family and still called me his son.
Amen.
Not only his divine power has delivered me, his divine love protects me and holds me in his family. Who called us by what? Now, glory is just another way of saying his presence. He called me into his presence. His glorious person. I'm not just an old sinner. I'm a born again, new creation, child of God. And I can come right up to that glorious white throne and say, Father, I love you, sir.
Wow.
even though he's looking, if he wasn't looking through the eyes of love, he'd say, buddy, you're a mess. But I know all he says. Come to me, son, and let me hug you. If you've ever been hugged by God, it goes through every part of your bone, every cell in your body, like lightning, man. That his love is so strong, so pure, so holy, so right. It affects you for the rest of your life. And look at the virtue. Virtue is another way of saying his nature, his ability. So his nature, he called us to himself. His love or his nature, his character, loved us beyond our natural understanding. Amen? He called us to him and said, I love you. You will live with me forever. You enjoy my love for eternity. Could we go forward, please? Yeah, I'm going to get you to shout yet. But what has been given? Oh, God gave us something else. He gave us something else. He was given to us what? Little bitty Massachusetts promises.
No. Exceedingly. Great.
Oh, I missed that word.
Precious.
Oh. What kind of promises? Little bitty, barely get by promises.
No.
I mean, sometimes they can't even hear them in the promises, so weak and so little. Sometimes I need a miracle, but they're so little that they can't give me a miracle.
No.
Promise of God pertain to what? No. If you had all the divine nature, would you have to be healed? If Jesus walked up here right now, and somebody had a virus that's very easy to attract, right? If they touched him, what would happen? They'd heal him, right? Because he's life. He's life. Sickness and disease come to take life from you. So when we allow God's Spirit, the virtue of God to come out of us, like Jesus said, rivers of living water will flow out of your belly. Is that right? The very nature, very character of God should be flowing out of you. And that nature, if you let it well up inside of you, disease can't live on you. Because it's the life of God. We got to learn that, people. That's something you learn. Amen? But look at this. He gave us a promise so we can what? We can take a divine nature. We can take the divine nature of God. Oh, come on. You got to get excited about that. What in your life that you will face with his nature won't fix? Lack? New car? New house? New clothes for Brother Fred? A special watch for Brother Fred? His nature will supply all you ever need through those promises. See, people will try to get things from God the Father without having a promise. He's a covenant God. And covenants are built on promises. Do you have to approach him based on the blood covenant, the new covenant, sealed in the blood of the Lamb. And that ratified every one of exceeding and great and precious promises. So in that promise, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. And that's not a little bit, oh, the only thing that promise can heal is a cold. Exceeding and great. Who is exceeding and great? So the promises are great as the one who made it. Oh, get that. Come on, get that. He promises and it will accomplish anything that he can.
Amen.
By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Those words can heal you of the worst disease on this planet. That's my Lord. That's my Lord. That's my Savior. Ooh. That through these you may be what? See, the devil keeps you from studying the Word. The promises are in the Word. He keeps you from studying the Word so you can't what? He don't want you to study the Word because he don't want you to take God's divine nature. Because if you take his divine nature, devil's corrupt nature cannot overtake you. So you become an overcomer by the promises of God. That is beautiful, people. I could say that's precious. Take your hand, says 1:20. What kind of promises do you have? For all the exceeding and great and precious promises of God are what?
Yes.
Are what?
Yes.
Can you go to God with any promise? Well, God bless some of them in Scripture. They said they believe that when you become a tither, God opens the window of heaven and pours his blessing. But it don't happen to me. All the promises are what? So if you tithe, windows of heaven are open on me. Yes. Amen. Yes, says God, says what?
Yes.
And then he says what?
Amen.
And that means what?
So be it.
So when you say amen, I mean you say, so be it what God says in my life. By the blood, in the name of Jesus. By Jesus' stripes I'm healed. By that stripes I am healed. Yeah, but you got to see, you look in the body. This body don't rule me no more. It don't make decisions for me no more. The Word makes my decisions for me. Amen?
Amen.
I might not know, but hey, I got a loving Father. I go to him, I say, Father, your Word says Jesus Christ. And I believe that you said that because you want me to be healed. And I believe Jesus took those stripes because you love me. That means you want me to be healed. So what am I doing wrong? So I'm not afraid to admit it before him. Because he knew it 2,000 years ago. So be honest with him. Sometimes he tell me, I want you to do this. I said, hey, I don't have the faith. I didn't surprise him. I'm just admitting it. Right? I said, but I know you will help me, Father. I know you will teach me how to do it. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying you, I don't know how to do it. But I'm willing to be trained.
Yes.
I'm willing to tell him, John, that is stupid. Yes, sir. Forgive me. Or you might say, are you really going to do that? Is something wrong? It felt good. He said, we're not talking about feelings here. We're talking about spiritual power, spiritual building, doing the will of God in the kingdom of God. See, there's different doing things naturally. Amen. Okay, now, so let's do it. Yes and amen to what? We're back to the presence of God in your life. He desires to be with you, walk with you, stay with you, study with you. And when you're crying, he'll be there when you're crying. And he'll tell you, when you get ready to get delivered from that, I'll help you.
Ooh, yeah.
But he's right there.
Yes.
Through all your heartbreak, through all your issues, he's right there.
Yes.
Waiting for you to open the door and say, love me, Father.
Yes.
And he will love you.
Ooh,
and it won't
God.
Be next week. It'll be right that moment.
Oh,
yeah. The moment you open that door up, he'll take it. He's waiting for you to open the door so he can love you. In your worst moment, he'll love you.
Amen.
Come on, honey. I got someone to preach on me. I preached for a week. He heals us in what? Has anointed us in what? So God Oh, are you ready to listen to this? He established what? Us in the anointing. Christ means anointed one. He established you in His anointing. Oh, come on, people. We're talking about God's ability. He establishes you in His anointing. I'm sorry. I can stop. I don't spit my teeth out.
This is not a possibility. This is not a maybe. This is not a in the sweet by and by. I made that up. This is now. This is for you. This is now. This is for you. And there are so many people that said, I just don't know what to do. Excuse me. You got one of these? You got a phone with it on? You got the internet? You got some way to hear God? He's going to tell you what to do. Sure, we don't know what to do. This is our first time to be here. But God knows. God knows. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. He is omniscient. He is all-powerful. And He is omnipresent. Amen? He knows. He knows. He gave you promises. And you're saying, oh, God, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He says, pick up the book. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Open the book. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Turn on the TV to the preaching channel. I don't know. I don't know. He's flooded us. We're so blessed. We're flooded with opportunities to hear God. Amen. And so you're wasting time and you're spitting in the face of Jesus if you say, I don't know. It's a big deal. Of course you don't know. He wants you to know. And He wants to tell you. And He wants to walk you through it. He wants to put His arms around you. He wants you to step on His feet. You know that picture of a little girl standing on her daddy's feet, dancing around? That's us. He's going to even walk through us, talk through us, think through us, if we'll let Him. Will you let Him say, I will? I will. It's my turn. I've got great. I've got exceedingly great and precious promises. I'm calling on the promises. I'm calling on the blood of Jesus. I'm calling on the power of my Savior. I've got it. And I'll never be the same again. Amen. Stand up.